I'm Eric Harley, and we are at the Mid-America Trucking Show 2016 in Louisville, Kentucky, also known as Mercer Town, from Mercer Transportation. Jason Chaffline is here. Jason, how are you? Good to have you back, sir.
Good to be with you again, Eric.
Good to see you. You know, it's always good to see our friends from Mercer because we know this is your hometown. You guys come to Dallas and see us in our hometown, and then we reciprocate every spring and come see you guys.
Right in our backyard.
Exactly. Right. And with you is Wayne Dollar. Wayne, how are you, sir? How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm tickled to be here.
Well, you know, we're tickled to have you. Good to see you again as well. Jason, tell us what's going on if we're going to walk the floor of the Mid-America show. What are we going to see at the Mercer booth this year?
You're going to see the best-looking booth at the truck show.
Yeah,
by
wow.
By far. last year, we reinvented the booth. We went with our diner theme, and we've made some improvements to it this year.
Right.
And it's bigger and badder than ever. You know, we used to recruit out of a little 10x10 booth, and we can recruit trucks all day. But
sure.
Years ago, we bumped that up to a 60x60 because we have so many contractors that come in town. They park at the yard. They have facilities at a driver's lounge, and we cook out and party.
Nice.
And then they come to the show, and we've got to give them a good space to kind of kick their feet back and relax a little bit. So
yeah,
we went with
right.
that big booth, and we can't get rid of it.
I love it. It's great. It's a great-looking booth. I just love it. And I know drivers love it, and it's so welcoming and warming. And that's really kind of that really has been the feeling when you talk to Mercer drivers, when you talk to anybody that knows anything about Mercer. Mm-hmm. It's just a laid back, relaxed, you know, we all know why we're here. Let's, you know, have the conversation. Let's talk like normal people do.
Right.
You know, I mean, you guys have always had a great open door policy with your drivers.
Mm-hmm.
And a great open door policy at shows like this, you know, with people
right.
who aren't your drivers, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Wayne, how long have you been on with Mercer?
I've been with them for 6 years now.
6 years now.
Yeah.
What would you tell another driver at a show like this if you're telling them about Mercer Transportation?
Well, what I tell people, and I told my wife this just yesterday, it's amazing to me that Mercer can look around and find the personnel that they can find that actually seem to care about their job. America-wide, you go into a business and the service is down and people are dour and, you know, they just want to do the minimum of what they have to do to get by.
Right.
And
yeah.
you can see that in
yeah.
the people.
Right.
Well, at Mercer, when you come in there as a contractor or you just come in off the street visiting, you know, the first thing you're going to notice is the people are glad to see you.
Mm-hmm.
They're happy to have the job they have, and they're happy to be of assistance in, you know, whether it's in the insurance company, the insurance side, or the log books, or wherever you have to deal with them. They're glad to be there, and they're glad to do their job.
Yeah. You know, and that's what I love about the feeling at Mercer and how you guys operate, Jason, is that. And we've had the conversation over the years that I see when I come around, you guys come around and visit us, familiar faces and the same essentially attitude by all the folks at Mercer. And it's exactly what Wayne just described. And that is people who care about what they do.
Right.
Why is that important at Mercer?
I think it's important for us to first of all, find good people to come work for us, just like Wayne said, and keep our employees happy so that they can keep our contractors happy. It
right.
really starts with that.
Right.
If we have low employee turnover and they're very happy and motivated, we're going to have low contractor turnover.
Yeah.
So it starts with that. And
yeah.
and we are desperately holding on to that family atmosphere.
Sure.
Where I think in the industry you see some of that going away. It's
right.
It gets very impersonal.
Yeah.
So we want that open door policy where they can come and go wherever they please. We want to hang out with them. We want to
sure.
spend time with them at our cookout Wednesday night before the show kicks
yeah.
off and really have a good time with them. It's really important to us.
How difficult is it in today's trucking environment, as it seems to be it seems like the pace, the cadence, doubles every year. How difficult is it to hold on to that family atmosphere as that pace, as that cadence is increasing?
As technology has improved, you know, we're all using mobile apps and mm-hmm. and load board on the computer, and you know, communication has definitely decreased. Our coordinators, as they're moving freight and offering freight to our contractors, that pace has increased, and they're working faster and harder than ever.
Right.
So it is a challenge to continue that conversation. We just have to find a way to make time for it.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, some things that technology can do, our drivers are using a mobile app to do loaded calls, check calls, empty calls, do advances. But we still need those coordinators to pick up that phone and give that call to that contractor and just ask, how are you doing today?
Right. You know, as a mentor there at Mercer Wayne, what is it that you share with other drivers? What is it? What's that message you're trying to convey to those other drivers that are out there?
I've had some interesting conversations this week. There's some of our older drivers that kind of want to take a little poke at us for being mentors. You know, you're a company guy and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I tell them, I said, you know, what I'm doing is what you did for me when I got here. You just didn't have the badge.
Right, right.
You know, Mercer people, ever since I got here, if you've got a problem, there's another driver that has an answer, and they're willing to help you.
Sure.
Most especially if you're willing to ask for some help.
Yeah, right.
And so with Mercer starting this group, we just have – before we didn't have another owner operator's phone number.
Yeah.
With the mentor group, we've got some that's willing to give out their phone number and take calls.
That's you know, that's great.
It's not anything new. We didn't reinvent the wheel. We just made it more accessible to the masses.
Wow. And, you know, what a great program that is, Jason, because, you know, he hits something key. Wayne says, for those that are willing to ask, you know, far too often, for whatever reason, we don't want to be embarrassed. Our pride gets in the way. We don't want to feel like, you know, we don't want to come off as somebody who doesn't know what they're doing. There's never as I've always said, if there's something that you don't know and you need to know, there's never a stupid question. Ask the questions, but this comes around full circle as these mentors for Mercer are out there and helping those guys and gals in whatever situation they're in.
Sure. I think when we started this mentor program last year, we looked for contractors that were already doing that job. And Wayne's one of them. He was already out there helping guys right. as much as he could. Mm-hmm. And they enjoy it. They want that next generation of owner-operator to be as good as they are or better.
Mm-hmm.
For us in our contractor relations department, we can give advice and we can identify contractors that need help and that want help. But at the end of the day, we're still sitting in the office and we're not out on the road doing the job. These guys are out on the road doing the job, and they have the experience, years and years of experience, much more than I do. So when we get to a point where they really need some technical help and really need some mentoring from these contractors, thankfully we have them to pass those phone numbers along and introduce them and help network to the rest of our fleet so they can assist.
Yeah. If they can't be at a show like the Mid-America show, how do they get in touch with Mercer?
Well, the easiest way is to visit our website at mercertown.com.
Yeah.
Come join us there. And,
yeah.
And if you'd like to look into us a little more and apply online, you can. If you'd like to give us a call, you can find our contact information on Mercer Town. And we'd love to talk to you. Our mentors are even available to speak to potential recruits if you're interested in getting some more information about the company.
I love it. Well, because I always say, Wayne, you know, if you want to know, ask the driver. Ask the driver. The best spokesperson is that driver that's out there. The ones that are doing it successfully can show you and are willing to do it, and you're one of those.
that's how I got to Mercer Transportation. I was looking for a place to go.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine told me about Mercer. Well, I went to the truck stop.
Right.
And I talked to Mercer Trucks.
Hmm.
And I talked to a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And I didn't find anybody that was unhappy with the company. So then I contacted and eventually leased on. But
yeah,
that's exactly what I done for my research is I went to the truck stop, knocked on doors.
There you go. And that's what it's all about. You want to know the truth? You're going to find out. Ask one of those successful drivers, and they're going to tell you. Well, listen, Jason, thank you so much for your time once again. Appreciate it. We'll let you get back out to that really cool booth out there on the floor. We appreciate it. Mercertown.com drivers if you want to know more. And, Wayne, we appreciate your time today as well, sir.
Well, thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Eric.